Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Ireland, we have Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the Order, but now lives in Galway, assisting in chaplaincy work at the university and with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, as a commentator and translator for papal events. His preaching today is entitled, With Perfect Goodness.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, and we're in chapter 3 of Luke, the early verses. In the 15th year of Tiberius Caesar's reign, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod Tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, Tetrarch of the lands of Eritrea and Trachonitis, Lysanias, Tetrarch of Abilene, during the pontificate of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went through the whole Jordan district, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the sayings of the prophet Isaiah. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare a way for the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley will be filled in, every mountain and hill be laid low, winding ways will be straightened, and rough roads made smooth. And all mankind shall see the salvation of God. End of the Gospel reading. The biblical readings that were chosen to be heard on the second Sunday of Advent offer a choice of emphasis while proposing reform of our lives and also a determined effort to make the good news more widely known and in ever more accurate detail. So, a choice of emphasis. Yes, there is a time-honored interpretation of the purpose of the season of Advent as a period of time that can help us prepare better to celebrate the coming of the Saviour, the Word made flesh. And there is immense value in this understanding of Advent and of the purpose of this season of church life. But guess what? There is something also to be said for the idea that if Advent is a season of waiting, our texts from the Bible point out too that it is God who is doing the waiting for us. The 2nd century BC prophet Baruch, whose text features as the first reading for this Sunday, speaks of God flattening every mountain to facilitate the pilgrimage of the people of Israel in safety under the glory of God. It is we then, the people of God, who need to do the travelling, and it is our Lord God who awaits us. The day of Christ, in St. Paul's understanding as he writes to the early band of disciples in Philippi, is when we reach the perfect goodness which Jesus produces in us. Our prayer, for sure, will include a plea on high that we may be granted the grace to respond and reach that perfect goodness. The Lord has come and saved us. If there is Advent waiting still to be done, it is the patient Saviour of us all who waits for us so to respond to his grace that we reach that perfect goodness of which we are capable. Let me therefore suggest to you, my listeners, that I need to remember not just that the Lord came, but the Lord comes and will indeed come at the end, and thus we are asked to prepare the way of the Lord, but it is good also to remember and be guided by the echo of Jesus' own words to many individuals in the sacred gospel text. Words, I mean, where Jesus is quoted as asking us to follow him. My own Advent intention is to listen more attentively to the Lord's calling me, come, Tom, and also to enable those I meet to speak with, or those listening when I preach, enable each of them to be enriched and energized by this other side of the Advent coin. The Lord who has come is now calling us to come once more and learn from him who is meek at heart, and to give one another the benefit of the grace we receive as we take up the Lord's invitation, the Lord's challenge, even the Lord's cross. Advent is about waiting. The Lord is waiting for us.